I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. On the previous episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, we talked to Brad Scherzer, a man of many talents, but whose latest project was a mural called Never a Wrong Note. Now, he didn't design the mural by himself. He had some help from another creative working here in the city. And guess who it is? It's today's guest of the Rough Draft Diaries.
My name is Jacob Parr, and I am a graphic designer here in Toledo.
Without realizing it, you definitely have seen Jacob's work around the city. Have you ever eaten at Fowl and Fodder? Had a cup of coffee at the Flying Joe or Maddie and Bella? Did you get your enamel pin after you got a vaccine in Toledo? Maybe you've shopped at House of Dow downtown. All of those logos for all of those places were designed by Jacob Parr.
I always joke about how there's a running list of different logos and identity that I want to do for the city, and I keep trying to check them all off one by one. I was real obsessed with doing any kind of logos for the local coffee shops, and so I started crossing that off my list, and then restaurants, and I started crossing that off, food trucks, and I keep moving on, and I think that for me it's just, you know, I joke about trying to repaint the city in that way, and it's really fulfilling, and I love it so much. So continuing on that path, and even trying to, in a way, redesign how we identify ourselves as a city, which is a huge task. It's a daunting task. Something like that is something that I strive to achieve, as big a task as it may be.
Jacob's passion to redesign how the city envisions itself has come a long way. He's a longtime Toledoan. And very similar to my own story, he's watched Toledo grow and change over the years. When I first started this job, a long time ago, I read articles in the paper of young creatives leaving the city, how Toledo couldn't keep young artists within its walls. And yet Jacob, born and raised here, chose to stay.
I've always felt like a lot of the creative brain drain from the city has been due to like a lack of exposure. So like I was saying, like, you know, being downtown just at a, you know, a high school age, and then growing up and staying in the area, like there was, you know, the evidence of the growth, and I feel like that was something that drew me in and kept me here. And that lack of exposure might have led me to believe that there were not as many opportunities. I would say, in, you know, the same thing for if I had not been a part of any organization like AIGA, which is, you know, the local design profession chapter here in Toledo, or if I hadn't been more involved in the Arts Commission or Young Artists at Work, all these things, the lack of exposure to those would have led me to come to the conclusion that there maybe wasn't as much opportunity here for me as a creative. And the greater exposure that young, you know, talented creatives can have to these organizations and tools and relationships, I feel like, is what keeps people excited about being here and making stuff here.
Jacob is excited about making things here in Toledo. His next project is very exciting, and I feel like this is a bit of an exclusive, as I'm pretty sure this is the first time he's talked about it publicly, so buckle up for a big announcement.
Something that's been very exciting is over the past 5 or so years, on and off, I have been working hard to try and redesign the Toledo flag. I feel like our city is long overdue for a new flag design, a better design that reflects the progress that we've made and the people that make up the city. And right now, it is in the stages of final development and final talks. So exciting things are happening, and, you know, please stay tuned and check for updates on that.
If Jacob makes it sound easy, you know, checking off these logos that he wants to create for various coffee shops and businesses, creating murals with friends. We didn't have enough time to talk about it, but he's even created his own board games, designed them with a fellow friend, and they're on the shelves ready for purchase. If Jacob makes all this work sound easy, it's because it is. at least if you're willing to work at it, because Jacob believes Toledo has the space for it.
So I find that in larger cities, there's already a lot of momentum to build off of. Whereas here, you are, if you are inspired to do something, to create, and you have the right community and the right people around you to make it happen, it is fully on you to just go and make it happen. The opportunity is yours for the taking. And the fact that there is plenty of room for all creatives to do what they do and do it well, that is what I love most about it. There is just an open sea of opportunities to create in this city.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.